Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting piece from The Verge about Google's Project Astra, a universal AI assistant prototype.
Ooh, Project Astra. I've heard whispers. This is the concept car of AI assistants, right? Not something we'll be using anytime soon, but a glimpse into the future.
Exactly. It's where Google is testing its most ambitious AI ideas. Think multimodal, all-seeing, almost like a sci-fi butler, but digital.
So, what's new this year? What makes Astra so special?
Well, it's gotten proactive. Instead of waiting for commands, Astra observes and comments on your actions. Imagine it noticing a mistake in your homework and pointing it out.
Hold on, is it constantly watching and listening? That sounds intense.
The article mentions they're focusing on phones and, interestingly, smart glasses. Think of the potential with glasses. It makes sense for an assistant meant to be all-seeing. But yeah, privacy is definitely a concern. They're tackling reading the room, knowing when to speak and when to stay silent. That's huge in terms of AI development.
I see. Interesting. But isn't that incredibly difficult to program? Knowing the right time to offer help versus being intrusive.
Apparently, much harder than you think. The DeepMind CEO Demis Hassabis admits it. Getting the tone and timing right is crucial. A constantly interrupting AI? Nobody would use that.
Got it. So how does it even do all this? Where's it getting the information to be so helpful?
It taps into other Google products and the web. It could check your calendar to remind you about appointments, or find confirmation emails when you're checking into a hotel. Still a work in progress, of course.
This is mind-blowing. It can access information from all these different sources and put it together.
Yes, and there's more. They showed a demo where Astra identified a pair of headphones, found the manual, and then paired them to the phone. It even navigated the phone's settings. This is agentic AI in action.
Wait, agentic AI? What's that?
Basically, AI that can act on your behalf. Most current versions require a lot of handholding. You need to prompt them constantly and give lots of context. Google wants Astra to be much more independent.
So it's learning to navigate apps, tweak settings, even play games.
That's the long-term vision. Still very early stages, but they demonstrated navigating settings, which is a big step.
It sounds like Google is aiming for a truly universal assistant. Something that can handle all sorts of digital tasks. Isn't that like the holy grail of AI assistants?
Pretty much. Hassabis said that if they pull it off, it'll feel categorically different from anything we have today. But it's gonna take some serious breakthroughs. Imagine the possibilities.
The possibilities are incredible, but it's also a bit daunting, isn't it? All that data being accessed, it's a lot to think about.
Absolutely. Privacy will be a key concern as this technology develops. We'll need to have some serious conversations about responsible AI development.
For sure. Well, this has been a fascinating look into the future of AI assistance. Thanks for breaking it down.
My pleasure. Thanks for listening, everyone, and we'll catch you next time.
Goodbye.